broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Global Voice.
Hi, this is Sean Klein, host of Everything But the Kitchen Sink. You're tuned in to the Country Jamboree with Maureen and Mike G.
It's a labor of love, created by the Lord above. Makes life worth living, the labor of love. 2 o'clock in the morning, he's taking a break. They've just been married a month and there's a payment to make. Her birthday's coming up and he wants to get her that new dress. Got a pain in his back from working, but he'll never confess. It's the labor of love, created by the Lord above. It comes so naturally, it is so beautiful to see. It's the labor of love, created by the Lord above. Makes life worth living, labor of love.
He bases the waiting room 5 stories high. While she's in delivery, giving birth, and thinks she's gonna die. The baby screams and on her face appears a big smile. Now she's a mother and all that pain is worthwhile.
It's a labor of love, created by the Lord above. It comes so naturally, and it is so beautiful to see. It's a labor of love, created by the Lord above. Makes life worth living, labor of love. Now they've got 3 kids and they're almost grown. Him and her have worked so hard just to give them a home. But you won't hear them say anything bad. They're just happy their children are getting what they never had. It's a labor of love, created by the Lord above. It comes so naturally, and it is so beautiful to see. It's a labor of love, created by the Lord above. Makes life worth living, the labor of love.
That's Bob Lumen from 1976, and he sounds old. I played a big hit from, I forget what year it was, but I think 1950, 60 maybe, or 61, in a minute. But I heard that one and said, he sounds old, and he did. Labor of Love. Not a very big hit for him, so. In fact, it got as high as number 535 during the year of 1976. So you probably not even heard it on the radio. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm here for an hour playing your great country music from years gone by, from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and some 70s. And we sneak them all together, and this is what we call the Country Jamboree. Of course, I always play the charted stuff because that's what I have. I have some other things, too. I may throw in sometime. I sometimes throw in an old-time radio country show, like Hank Williams or Jim Reeves. And I have a, I have to find it, but I have a, one of my, Eddie Honor one, that's actually not bad, an Armed Forces, like one of those Armed Forces radio shows, not Armed Forces, but kind of like, to get you to join the forces, something like that. Anyway, welcome to the show, and hope you don't mind me this week. And I hope you don't mind the music. Here's Bob Lumen, and the one I, to show you how old he was when he did that last one from, I believe, 1960. I'll look it up.
In every other song that I've heard lately, some fellow gets shot, and his baby and his best friend both die with him, as likely as not. In half of the other songs, some cats cry, are ready to die. We've lost most all of our happy people, and I'm wondering why. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the loving, lovey-doving. Let's forget about the whine and the crying, the shooting and the dying, and the fellow with a switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. We lost old Marty Robbins down in El Paso a little while back. And now Miss Patty Page, or one of them, is wearing black. And Kathy's clown has Don and Phil where they feel like a they could die. If we keep on losing our singers like that, I'll be the only one you can buy. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the popping and the lovey-lovey-dovey. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the popping and the loving, lovey doving. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living.
Had rough going, love could never hold you. To tie it down's a price you'd never pay. And I'll admit there's times when you got restless, but in each other's arms we loved it away.
Step by step, we walk the road together, hand in hand all through more every day. When trouble came, we held on to each other.
George Jones, Tommy Wynette there, and good song. We Loved It Away, and wow, never heard that one. I didn't really care for them together, although they were popular together, so I guess that shows it. That was from 1974. And before that, we had one that Bobby G. Rice and Hey Baby from 1970 doing the Bruce Chanel song. And before that, we had Bob Lumen, Ed Promen, and Let's Think About Living. Yeah. Here's Mac Wiseman. This is, I hope this is right, called Johnny Cash and Charlie Pride. This is from 1970.
If I had Johnny's cash and Charlie's pride, I wouldn't have a buck going on my car. I'd give Dolly a part and a good life and get me a Bonnie guitar. I'd sue Thompson for driving Conway Twitty. I'd have Johnny right there digging Orwell's kitty. If I had Johnny's paycheck, Charlie'd walk her home from work no more. I tried to warn her Mac she was making poor Merle haggard and sore. Oh, Homer, why'd you throw your chances away? You drove Dottie West, I saw Billy and Wheeler away. If I had Johnny's cash and Charlie's pride, I'd buy many pearls that glitter. She's built like a Stonewall Jackson. You should have seen the letter Tex writ her. If Jeannie'd see Riley, she'd check Billy's grammar fully. If Hank knows he'll get Ben colder wearing Chip's woolly. If I had Johnny's cash and Charlie's pride, I'd know what's keeping Farron Young that way. What's making Furlan a husky and Merv shine her car each day? I turn Jack Green, Claude Bray, Jim Ed Brown, and Carl Ballou. If I had Johnny's cash, Charlie's pride, and you, babe. Johnny's cash, Charlie's pride, and you.
Can't break it, you can't play with my heart. Uh-uh, no, you can't take it, you won't stay with my heart. We used to go together, had a wonderful time. You told me that you loved me and would always be mine. I caught you honky-tonking out plain to see.
All you were doing was a lying to me.
Uh-uh, no, you can't have it, I'm not gonna give you my heart. Thank you. You just wanna lie to my heart. Come on, no, it's not a gonna happen. You're not a gonna play with my heart. You had a chance to love me, but you didn't wanna take. You never thought that you'd ever make a mistake. All that I can tell you now that we're through,
you might as well go and find you someone new.
No, you ain't gonna get it. I'm not a gonna give you my heart. We used to go together, had a wonderful time. You told me that you loved me and would always be mine. I caught you honky-tonking now, plain to see.
All you were a-doing was a-lying to me.
No, you can't have it. I'm not a-gonna give you my heart.
When you are in love, it's the loveliest night of the year. Stars twinkle above, and you almost can touch them from here. Words fall into rhyme anytime you are holding me near. When you are in love, it's the loveliest night of the year. Waltzing along in the blue, a breeze drifting over the sand, thrilled by the wonder of you and the wonderful touch of your hand. And my heart starts to beat like a child when the birthday is near. So kiss me, my sweet. Waltzing along in the blue, like a breeze drifting over the sand, thrilled by the wonder of you and the wonderful touch of your hand. And my heart starts to beat like a child when a birthday is near. So
this is Nessa Glenn inviting you to an evening of the best of operetta on my program Glamorous Nights every Thursday at 19 hours UTC on the Global Voice.
Glamorous Nights, yes, great show here in the Global Voice. And we started out with Mack Wiseman, and I think that was for 1970. We seem to be getting a lot of 70s stuff lately on the database showing up automatically. Anyway, Johnny Cash and Charlie Pride. Interesting song, don't think I've ever heard that one. And we went to 1957 for an early George Jones Star Day recording, and no. And he told her, didn't he? And then Flint Whitman from 1970 and The Loveliest Night of the Week. Okay. I know my sweetie can love this. We're going to play some country corn, which means country silly records, I guess. And this is one of them. I heard this on the radio in 64 when it was out. I'm tuning in my little transistor radio around and tuned into KIEV, which was considered country back then. And for some reason, I've been hearing them play this. So I always wondered about it. But we got it, and we even got it in stereo. Here's Don Bowman.
Hey there, Chet Atkins. Would you make me a star? Oh, I tell you, I am something else with this guitar. Really? I mean, listen, you don't know what you're missing. Just listen. I mean, just listen to this. Ain't that fierce? Ain't that intense?
From Cedar Falls,
that big guitar and the grin.
Hey there, Chet Atkins. Would you make me a star? I mean, me being such a gas with this guitar. Listen, would you believe I ain't even got your correspondence course yet? That's hard to believe, ain't it? It's true. Never had a lesson. Never. And just listen. Just listen here. Chet Atkins, how come it is I never get to play by myself, huh? I mean, you get to play by yourself. How come I don't never get to play with some of them big symphonies like you do, huh? How come, Chet? How about when the swelling goes down in my fingers? Stuff grew wild in our yard back home, so we never give it much thought. We guessed it's weeds or some kind of flowers. We didn't know what it was called. Then one day I was standing there talking, reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and then they got blurred, and then everybody was gone. When I come to, my brother was there and he asked me what is wrong with my eyes. I told him there's glassy from chewing them weeds. He figured he'd give it a try. Spent the rest of the day and all that night just looking for my brother Bill. Then we seen him sitting there singing on top of the windmill. Next day we picked a big bunch of them weeds and put them in the sun to dry. Then we cleaned them, mashed them up, smoked them in a corn cob pie. We noticed some missing from the yard one day, knew somebody had been in our crop. For somebody who never smiled at all, Pa was sure giggling a lot. Well, it wasn't long till the word got round. People was coming from Mars. They always got there griping and tarred, but when they left, they's all smiles. It is real easy to find our place. All you had to do is follow the smoke. For 50 miles, any direction, never met such friendly, happy folks. Of course, all good things gotta come to an end. It is the same with our weeds. Some guy from Washington dropped by one day. He turned white as a sheet. Well, he burned and dug and dug and burned. He killed all our cute little weeds. Drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds.
Now here's a country jamboree double play.
Name of this song is The Wildwood Flower. Now, the Wildwood Flower is an old country classic. It's gained a whole new popularity. The song isn't any more popular, but the flower is doing real good. The Wildwood Flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knowed what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap. I come to, my brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, "I don't know. I was chewing on a weed." He said, "Well, let me give it a try." Spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. He said he flew up there. I had to fly out and get him down. He's about half crazy. The very next day, we picked a bunch of them weeds and we put them in the sun to dry. Then we mashed them up and cleaned them off, put them in the corn cob pie. Smoking them wildwood flowers got to be a habit. We never seen no harm. Oh, we thought it was kind of handy. Take a trip and never leave the farm. Big old puff that wildwood weed. Next thing you know, you're just wandering around behind the little animals. All good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day this fella from Washington come by and spied them and turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he dug and he killed all our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. Y'all come back now, you hear?
That's the probably the hit version of that song. We started out with Don Bowman and Chet Atkins, Make Me a Star, and Wildwood Weed by Don Bowman, which I heard on somebody playing a 45, but I've never seen a 45, and his copy was pretty scratchy. Many years ago, somebody gave me that version, which is in mono, but I believe it's from an album called, well, let me explain in a minute before I tell you what the album called. I should have done that for. RCA in the 60s, late 60s, had these albums called of the middle-of-the-road artists or whatever, like John Gary and Paris and Eddie Arnold and Italy kind of thing. His was labeled Don Bowman and Trouble. I'd never seen the album, but I'd like to. Anyway, that was his original version. I believe he wrote it, Wildwood Weed. Jim Stafford with the hip version changed the words around a little bit. I don't know why, because I thought the other one was just funny. And Wildwood Weed. So there's a little history. And I'm glad I have it. Anyway, you're listening to the Country Jamboree. And smoke whatever you want, folks. Especially now since it's legal. Anyway, here's Joe Ed some year. And I've been around enough to know. I wish I had it written a tear-stained letter, but I don't. Not handy anyway.
Hush, don't talk now. It won't change anything anyhow. Just hold me while the shadow bring us near. I know you're not in love with me. I'm not asking you to be. And there's no use pretending why we're here. You don't need to try to fool me. You don't need to leave. Say tell lies, 'cause I just might believe it tonight. And I know you're only trying to ease your mind. But don't worry, it's all right. I don't care if it's strong or it's right. Just hold me close and love me one more time. Say, but I've been to find the food and water. Say, but I've been to find my shade. Say, but I've been to the ditchy man. So I've been on Kim Wardy Sea. Say, but I've been. Ma chérie, j'ai pas la.